soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 8, 2016. Today we're going to talk about the unregenerate mind of the fallen. This is the reprobate, vain mind of the people of the nations. And I'm thinking of this scripture as I'm prompted today out of Ephesians chapter 4. And let's look at this text. This is what Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, who was called out of religion, the training of religious men that were in apostate, that taught corruption, that had corrupted evil minds and evil hearts, and departing from the living God. Listen to what Paul said in verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles, or the ethnos, or the peoples walk in the vanity of their mind. This I say, therefore, and I testify in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you from now on do not walk as the people of the nations, the ethnos people of the world, how they walk in the vanity of their mind. What does vanity mean? It's depraved, perverse, devoid of truth. That's how the multitudes, the masses of the people of the world, and even in the religious world, they walk, contrary to the Lord, as fools, as full of folly, esteeming things in their eyes, their valued decision process. They think things are honorable and good, but they're actually reprobate and an abomination to the Lord. That's in Luke 16. God knows out of covetousness, which is idolatry, that men think and view things on a very linear perspective, not from God's perspective. And they have a corrupt mind. They've not received the mind of the Lord or the mind of Christ that's through a washing and regenerating process of the Lord. The God would not have us be his fools. He'd have us walk with him. Let's continue to read this text from Ephesians 4:17 and following. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the hardness or blindness of their heart. Who have being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20, but you've not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over, the Spirit of God is calling to the people. If you're going to be a disciple, then you have to follow Jesus. You have to be taught by Jesus. You have to listen to him. For the Lord said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. They will not follow the voice of strangers. They will not follow the thief and the robber. These things are outlined in John chapter 10. How many shepherds do you have? How many true shepherds are there, according to Jesus? Men can call themselves this or that, or by this title or that title. But what are we in the Lord is all that's important. Are you being taught by Jesus? Who's influencing you? Who's speaking into your life? Whose spigot are you drinking from? What are you drinking of? And the Lord could raise up men, but we're to follow the Lord, and everything is to be processed through Jesus Christ. You can turn a gift of the Lord into a broken cistern simply by putting your eyes on a man and following the man, esteeming the man rather than judging and weighing and discerning the body of Christ. It's a fine line, ladies and gentlemen. It's your salvation. The Lord's given it to you. You better take heed. And we're told to take heed and beware of men. For many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many false teachers. And there's even false Christs. And they will do many signs and wonders and great signs to deceive those that are deceivable. Are you deceivable? You won't be if you're taught by the Lord. You won't be if you take heed to his word. You won't believe a lie. Well, Paul's talking about the people. And it's a great number of people that esteem things that are an abomination. The enemies of the cross of Christ, they think they boast in their shame. They glory and speak of the things that are an abomination to the Lord, and they think it's good. They boast of numbers of people that follow them or give them money. They monetize the things of God, just like the ancient fathers did that persecuted the prophets and stoned the ones that the Lord had sent to bring correction. They had no delight in the word of the Lord. They had no delight or love in the word of God. It didn't abide in them, and they would not receive the word. And what they speak is contrary to the Lord, because the Lord said in Isaiah 8, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. But sometimes they get it right, and they speak good words, smooth words, fair speeches, and they deceive the hearts of the simple. This is an admonition, ladies and gentlemen. You're not to walk like the peoples. You're to walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow him, be his disciple, and be taught by the Lord. From now on, don't walk like the multitudes. Don't join hand in hand with other scammers that use the Lord, that make a business out of the things of God. But follow the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all as unto the Lord. Paul said in verse 21, if so be that you've heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man, put it off, put it away, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true, real holiness. Goes on. These are wonderful texts that Paul has outlined. Ladies and gentlemen, I've shared with some in recent times that if you're following the Lord, then you're against the grain. You're swimming up a different current. You're against the people. You're not walking the same way, and you'll be ostracized. You'll be persecuted. You'll be maligned by those that insist on walking in the ways of the world or even the religious world. Count the cost. Don't despise the shame that comes with following Jesus Christ, because Jesus said they will speak evil of you. They will hate you. They will speak great things that they make up against you falsely, for the name of Jesus Christ, and you better not despise it. That is the cup that we drink. Praise the Lord. In Luke 6, Jesus was talking about this. In verse 22, blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. This is the teaching of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, to his disciples, to those that listen, to those that take heed and listen to what he teaches. What is the Lord preparing you for? If you're going to walk the way of Jesus, you think the crowds and the multitudes are going to think you're great? No, they'll hate you. You're to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, sound teaching, the sound gospel, to lift up Jesus Christ, to call people to know him, to serve him, and to follow him. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Jesus is identifying the ones that hate you that separate you, that reproach you, that cast out your name as evil for Jesus' sake. Because why? Because you dared to stand with what the Lord speaks. You dare to stand for the manner of the Lord, the way of the Lord. And this is what the book of Hebrews said, that those that came out of Egypt, God destroyed later that had not faith, that wouldn't listen to the Lord, that did evil things, that asked for things that he asked not, and did spiritual things that God commanded not, and offered strange fire to the Lord. They had an evil heart of unbelief, and the Lord said, they always err. They've not known my ways, and I swear in my wrath they will not enter my rest. And they didn't. They died in the wilderness. These things are written for our learning and our admonition. Yet on every corner, like a hamburger stand, a pizza parlor, or a Chinese restaurant, you have buildings called churches that use the scripture, but they cut out holes like paper cuttings. They speak of the word, but they won't do it. Just like the Pharisees of old and the scribes of old, they speak of the words of Moses, but they won't touch it with one finger. And Jesus nailed it when he said they will cross land and sea to make a proselyte. They'll go through great lengths, ladies and gentlemen, great cost to get a life to follow them. And Jesus said, when they're finished, they've made twice the child of hell than themselves. That's the way religion works. It corrupts. It doesn't know the Lord. All the prophets were killed by religious people. And the Lord would send a faithful servant to the people to call them to repentance. And they would stone him. They would resist him. And this is true. And they did the same to Jesus. And they did the same to his apostles and his disciples. And that's why the Lord tells us, blessed are you when men hate you, because you're telling them their doctrine is incorrect. Their motive is incorrect. They're not walking in the way of the Lord. They're taking paganism and Christianizing it, using it as holidays unto the Lord. You'll never see Jesus do that. You'll never see a man of God do that. But you'll see religious people do that. And they'll reproach you for not keeping their traditions and customs and the manners of religion. Nothing is new under the sun. It's a lonely path to walk the way of the Lord. The whole book of 2 Timothy, Paul's talking about how all they had abandoned him. No one stood with him except the Lord. How many people stood with Jesus when he went to the cross? When he sweat great drops of blood in Gethsemane, in the garden? It's a lonely path, and you better get used to it. And the Lord better be the comfort and the consolation of your soul, because his spirit will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Rejoice in that day. Leap for joy. Behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich. You've received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full. You shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now. For you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Jesus is laying out for us something here. Are you looking for people to think you're a great teacher, a great author, a great spokesman? People just love your smooth words? Well, you're going to be given the praise of man and the accolades just like the ones did to the false prophets. Because if you stand up and speak the truth, you're going to be hated and despised. That's the way it is. Jesus later in this chapter said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? In Luke 6:46, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built an house, dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. The Lord comes to bring instruction to the people. It's the word judgment. He comes and he brings judgment, and you can listen, and you can be corrected. And you can search your heart and ask the Lord to teach you to right the wrong. Or you can insist on just following men. This is the danger of setting people in influence over you, whether it's a Bible school, a theologian school, or groups of people that are religious. You better seek the face of God. You better know his voice. And you better receive your teaching from the Lord. Because every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. This is in Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. But when a person adds to it or subtracts to it, it's debauchery. And God will make sure everyone knows the folly of such a one. But hearing and receiving instruction makes you a wise man. Go into the Proverbs. Incline your ears. Apply your heart to know wisdom, to know doctrine, to know teaching, to know knowledge, prudence. Be taught of the Lord. Because it's more valuable than rubies, than gold, or any merchandise of anything does not compare to the wisdom that comes from God. That's from above. There's a lot of people that live in sandcastles. They struggle and strive and sweat and build a life built on myth. No cement, no strength, no mortar that will endure the storm that comes or the winds that will blow upon the house you build in your life. But hearing, and hearing by the word of God, was a solid foundation that cannot be shaken. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the blessing of knowing the Lord. And as you seek the Lord, and you know his voice, and you know his spirit, your teaching is of the Lord, then you will meet people of like faith, like mind, like spirit. And you'll recognize they too have sought the Lord and received from him. And iron sharpens iron, and countenance, countenance. Ladies and gentlemen, look on your world today as you see the fulfillment of the scriptures in so many ways. Darkness is increasing in debauchery, and the nations banding together against the Lord and using religious men that are in apostate, hypocrites, stage playing, acting. It's amazing, even of late, where Donald Trump, a secular man that's running for office of the presidency of the United States, met in a religious gathering, and they had everything. Lights, cameras, actions, even props. And they had the actors, men that were called pastor, playing a part as leader over the people. And the people wearing wardrobe costumes. It was grieving. And they brand themselves and create schisms that they're the black church and this church based on the color of their skin. The word of God knows not these things. Is Christ divided? Is Christ's body divided? Yet men hack it, cut it in pieces and brand it. Create a business and a franchise out of it and form an alliance with 501c3 with the federal government of the United States through the Internal Revenue Service. It's an abomination to the Lord. The Lord is bringing correction, ladies and gentlemen. You better take heed. You better hear his voice. You better do what he says. Fall upon the rock and be broken. Otherwise, the rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. Why do you call him Lord and use the word of God for your own business? Every gospel tells the story. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When Jesus went to the temple, the house, and the business arrangements that were going on, bringing the people into bondage, they didn't understand. There was buying and selling in the land. And the Lord Jesus saw what was going on and perceived what was going on and understood well what was going on. And he took cords and overturned the tables of the money changers and scurried out the animals and them that bought and sold and said, "You have turned my father's house into a den of thieves." Read Jeremiah chapter 7. The same was true in the Old Testament. It's all the same. The Lord said he would build his assembly. That's what it says in the Greek. It's the word ekklesia. It's a called out people. But people just loving religion have gone back into the synagogue system where it's a place. It's a thing. It's a thing built by men. It's an institution of man where they name it and brand it. And they sit over it as lords, as overlords. And they title themselves, and they make a business, and they hold the people in bondage to it. And the people slave like they would slave in Egypt for Pharaoh, the king. And the Lord desired to call them out into the wilderness, that they would worship him and serve him there by faith, day by day, night by night. How many will have faith to follow the Lord? He's invisible. But we can see, as Moses saw, the Lord. He's invisible, but we have a spiritual eye that we can perceive our God and perceive our Lord Jesus. Because he said, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And he's perfecting his body. He's calling us out to bear the reproach. And he'll give us a word fitly framed in apples of gold and frames of silver. A living word from God. An unction from the Holy One. Where we're equipped and empowered from on high to be bold witnesses, martyrs for the Lord, not loving our life unto the death. Do you have the testimony of Jesus? A phrase that's used four times in the book of Revelation. It is what Jesus is speaking to his ecclesia, his people, his gathering, his assembly. Not the assembly of the tares or the monetizers of the things of God, but those that truly bow the knee and the heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul said. I testify authoritatively. I proclaim that from now on, you walk not as the ethnos, as the people of the nations, in the vanity of your mind. Look at this testimony that Paul had from Galatians 1:10 and following. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Paul realized you can't be both. Are you trying to please people? Are you trying to please the Lord? You can't do both. Who are you trying to please? Who do you seek to please? Do you live passionately to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Or are you intimidated and held in bondage by the fear of man, or by wanting to belong, to get along with others? Regardless of the compromise? Not so with Paul. Not so with disciples of Jesus. For they bear the cross daily. They bear the death and the shame and the reproach daily, that they might have the power of an endless life every day. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Paul didn't get the gospel from men, from reading it in a book, from going to a school of man or religion. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, that's Galatians 1:12, comes out from heaven, ladies and gentlemen, the teaching of the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and it bears witness. The Word and the Spirit are in agreement completely. I'm going to repeat this For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Are your spiritual senses alive? Are you hearing the Lord, perceiving from the Lord? Are you hearing with your ear, your heart, so you can receive more? Are you walking in the little so you can be given more? For you've heard of my conduct in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of God and wasted it. Paul persecuted believers in Jesus, thinking he was doing God's service. And I benefited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But see, he was zealous, but not according to knowledge. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, praise the Lord, to reveal his Son in me, that I might proclaim him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Paul didn't go to the other apostles or the other people that were followers of Jesus even. He put himself before the Lord and sought the Lord to be instructed by the Lord. And that's why he penned so much of the New Testament. Because he was taught by the Lord what to do, what to say. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none except James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. This is the testimony of Paul. He's taught of the Lord, and we should be taught of the Lord, and we should be seeking him. And the Lord is bringing correction to many things that are an abomination to the Lord. And woe unto those that hearing the word and continue building as transgressors the things. The Lord is raising up the highway and he's saying, remove from my people the stones and the obstacles and the things that offend, the uncleanness and the worldliness and the base things, the vanity of the minds, the debauchery. For all these things, the world should be caught in a snare, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the Lord says. They'll never see it coming. But those that are buying oil for their lamp for the last day to meet the bridegroom, they shall have light and they shall see everything so clearly, so pristinely, so accurately. This is the call, ladies and gentlemen. Come out. Outside the camp, bear the reproach of Jesus Christ. Speak the truth, regardless of the cost. Buy the truth. Sell it not.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.